Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy. Sorry, folks, it took me a little bit to get in, but I am so glad to be here once again to our Thursday night open mic night where all the poets come through and showcase their amazing talents, also our vocalists as well. So we're looking forward to a great time this evening, so I ask that you all just sit back and enjoy yourself. And my co-host will be connecting in very, very shortly. Just quickly, just want to say hello to everybody in the chat room, Strong Island, Sherry, Guest 8332, and all of those who are tuning in but not signed into the chat room. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We're going to get it started here with a little bit of music, and then we'll come back and get started with some poetry, y'all. You know how we do it every week. So let's go a little bit of old school here, and let's try some Atlantic Style with Sin for me, and then we'll be back with some more poetry, y'all.
Got to get away to find yourself. Now, lady, can't you tell? It's written all over my face. My days and nights would be a living hell if you go away. Think about the misery that you're gonna put me through. Ooh. Goodbye. Doesn't mean a thing with you and I. Oh, my love, our love is good through all the test of time. Yes, it has.
Goodbye.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Sorry for a moment. We had a little bit of a glitch there, but we hope that everybody that was in the chat room will return very shortly. All right. I see that my co-host has arrived in the building, so I am going to connect him in very quickly here. Hello, CBG. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A little sleepy and a little drained today, but I'm all right otherwise.
I'm feeling real good today.
All right. So I have to some of your strength.
And I lost.
I'm sorry?
I went to my doctor again, and I lost 44 pounds in 4 weeks.
All right, now. Yay, Stevie. You know what? That deserves
a clap.
Yay! It's Stevie G on top of Stevie G. Yeah, that is definitely all right, Stevie G, keep on doing it.
Keep on doing it.
Yes. Well, we're going to get the show going here. We expect some more poets to come on through as they do as usual. We're going to get it started with one new track from one of our favorite poets, spoken word artists, I should say. And we'll keep the show rolling from there. How about that, folks? I'm just so tired. I'm just really. We're gonna get started.
Doing nothing tonight, huh?
Yes, I'm just like, poets come on through, so I can just kind of liven it up a little bit. I had one hectic day, but that's all right. You gotta stay on your grind and do what you gotta do. All right, we're just gonna get it popping off. One of our favorite spoken word artists is this one. You guys have never heard on the show. So this is Mr. Kyrie with Soulmate, and we're going to start it off with him this evening with some great spoken word for you. This is Soulmate.
My beloved, when I first met you, I was tempted to approach you and ask, haven't we met before? You sure look familiar. And knowing your sarcastic sense of humor, you probably would have laughed and claimed I was lame and said I should be ashamed of myself for using that ancient pickup line. But woman, you remind me of an ancient love that I once knew. And every time we kiss, I feel deja vu. Your eyes are the color of karma. And last night, after gazing deep into the windows of your soul, I witnessed the story of our past lives unfold. And I remembered that I've loved you before. We first fell in love in a former life, over 4,000 years ago. I was a young pharaoh in the fertile fields of the Nile Valley, and you were the lovely lady who wore a white lotus flower in the locks of your hair. I was mesmerized by your beauty while watching you walk along the riverbank in your beaded dress. And I stared in awe once I saw how not even the sun rays of Ra could outshine the radiance of your aura. I wrote you love poems on papyrus rolls, proposed you from on top of the pyramids. And on our wedding day, I swore on the sacred feather of the goddess Maat that death would never do us part. So I carved our wedding vows and hieroglyphs on my heart. And I still remember the day the desert winds of death swept through our royal palace. You became ill with plague, so I summoned the high priest to say a prayer while you lay in bed holding a gold ankh to your breast. And you made me promise that if you were to die, I would mummify the memories of our marriage, keep them buried deep within the chambers of my soul so that our love would be resurrected in another life. And the following day you passed away. I watched as pyramids of hope began to decay. And on the day of your death, I held your sacred garments on the banks of the Nile River and wept. And I whispered these words, "My beloved wife, I love you always. I found you again in another life. I was an Ashanti king captured in chains from our mother continent. And I barely survived the murderous middle passage on their slave ship. And they tried to break my spirit of resistance by beating me with a bullwhip. And I remember how you used kente cloth to wipe the blood from my brow. I remember when you cooked me collards and sweet potatoes in your slave shack. And I remember how you cradled me in your arms and your kisses helped heal the crisscross scars on my back. Back then, marriage between slaves was illegal. But in the secret ceremony, we jumped the broom, celebrated our honeymoon in slave quarters, made love, and our moans gave birth to Negro spirituals, blues, and jazz scats. You became pregnant with our child, but having no respect for the sanctity of our wedlock, they sold me down the river, separating us on an auction block. How foolish of our captors to think that slavery could separate our sacred union. Our love was stronger than their rusted shackles. I escaped from my plantation, searched 7 weeks to find you, traveling at night while evading slave hunters who sought the reward for my recapture. I snuck into your slave quarters where I kissed your pregnant belly. We plotted our escape so that our unborn child would be born free. We ran, runaway slaves in love, using North Star navigation to lead us towards freedom land. Slave hunters in pursuit, bloodhounds tracking our trail. And I guess the scent of our love was too strong. I remember how we were only one river away from reaching freedom when we heard the sounds of bloodhounds barking behind us. I unsheathed my machete, told you to wade across the river towards freedom without me. And I fearlessly fought off all four of the ferocious beasts to buy you time. But I was overcome when the bounty hunter's bullet struck my chest. But I found silence in the final seconds before my death, knowing that you and our unborn child were now free. And with my final breath, I whispered, "My beloved wife, I love you always. Memories of past lives you and I have shared as husband and wife. Our eternal love survives because true love never dies. So woman, here we meet again, lifetimes later, reunited by the hands of love and fate. I found you in this incarnation and stared into the eyes of my soulmate. And you asked me, how do I know that you are my soulmate made flesh? Because my beloved, our love is stronger than death. And every time we kiss, I taste immortality on your lips. Your eyes are the color of karma. And I still feel the emotional trauma from losing you in our past lives. Woman, we are old souls, kindred spirits. Our love affair first began in heaven, when God's fingers used the thread of faith to stitch a sacred seam between our hearts, binding us as soulmates. So my mission in this life is to love you unconditionally. And part of my karmic lesson is learning that true love doesn't always have a happy ending. Sometimes true love ends in tragedy. Love and loss is a consequence of karma. My beloved, I was reborn to re-love, reunite, and reconnect with you. So I will willingly give my physical life protecting you, because fate always finds a way of bringing us back together. Woman, we share a spiritual bond that the Skype of death can never sever. Our love story has no ending. It continues to be written by the hands of love and fate. So if I should die, don't say goodbye, my beloved. I'll rendezvous with you in my next life and reincarnate as your soulmate. My beloved wife, I've loved you always, and I'll love you always."
That piece right there, soulmate. Oh, my goodness. I just can't even keep my composure after that. I know y'all like it in the chat room there. All right, we're going to keep the show going. I see we have a caller on the air, so we're going to connect that caller in and keep the show going for our Thursday night open mic. All righty. Caller from the 318 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Author Nicole Brown.
Hey, Nicole.
Author Nicole Brown, girl, what's going on?
I'm just sitting outside looking, taking the country breeze in and looking at the dark stars and about to spit some poetry and peace.
All right, now.
Country L.
Did she cut the scenery or what?
She going,
all right, Arthur Nicole.
She going to do an economic piece. Go ahead, girl.
The title of this piece is A Real Woman. A real woman loves her man with the love of God. A real woman knows that pleasing her man is her job. A real woman prays for her man even when he's doing wrong. A real woman lays it down in the kitchen. A real woman takes good care of that man's children. A real woman stays by her man's side even when he's stubborn and full of that manly pride. A real woman makes love to her man even when she's tired and prays for him even when she wants to say that her man is fired. A real woman knows that pleasing her man is her job. A real woman loves her man with the love of God, and that's their peace.
All right, now, Nicole Brown. Yes, with a real woman. You are so right. I bet you if a lot of brothers was here right now, they would clap you up for that. But since they're not, I'm going to do it for them. A real woman. Yes. Awesome. You know what, Nicole? You just gave me a little burst of energy. All right, now. She
Nicole,
got her
Nicole, I love your depiction of a real man, a real woman. I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was on point, young lady. All right, we know you're going to come on.
Woman knows she's her man. I'm going to have to get busy on somebody and talk to somebody. A real woman, please.
All right. We're going to keep it going. Thank you so much, Nicole, for that.
All right.
And we will hopefully hear from you again later on in the show, if time permits. All righty. That was author Nicole Brown with A Real Woman. And we're going to keep the show going here. And you know what, CBG?
Yes,
I need to wake up a little bit. I need to, you know, Nicole gave me a little bit of energy, but I need a little bit more energy. And, you know, I think ain't nothing like some good music to just get the party started for you.
Yeah,
so
that'll work.
I think I'm going to go with a little bit of Jamie Foxx, but I don't know. Let's see how they can get me moving and shaking it.
Hand in hand. I don't know her name, or if she's got a man. Ooh. And the only thing that gives me hope to stay is maybe one day she'll notice me.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic G and Stevie G. We are so excited this evening because we are yet hanging out tonight with Thursday Night Open Mic. And we're sure the poet's going to come on through and grace the mic tonight. But as usual, we will keep the party going with great music, spoken word tracks, singing, and whatever else is on the menu. We'll take that too. CBD, you off the quiet over there.
I'm listening to you. And watching the watching the chat room, saying hello
okay.
to the guests, listening to the music.
Oh, we are definitely gonna play another track. We our guest on Tuesday night, which was author Samira King, which was I was so delighted to interview her. She said she gave us some tracks, so we're going to let you guys take in some of her great poetry, spoken word pieces. She has this piece entitled "Make It Do What It Do," and this is by author poet Samira King. Samira, enjoy.
You see, I wanna make it do what it do, as if it does what it didn't before. Erase concrete closets, negativity face slammed shut, and out the door. Solitude applauds, it's written in the stars. Rebel with call. Filled with verbal seesaws, I revel in melodic dances, glide with poetic glances, and oh, how I love to dance well-versed prose. You see, my spirit takes it in daily doses, two sips of mimosa. Lover, thy name is. Poetry be the flavor of thy kiss. Say yes, I wanna make it do what it did, because it does what it do.
That was author and poet Samira King. She was a guest on our show this week. We certainly enjoyed her. What's going on over there, CBD? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, well, I am going to read a piece for you guys, and then we'll keep it going here. All right, this piece is entitled Love and Inner Peace. It's more of a spiritual type poem. It's not really, it's not very entertaining. It's just more of a spiritual piece. So I'm going to read it. looking deep, seeking for the mustard seed of peace inside. Open up my heart to revelations to recognize. Void existence had no business being a friend of mine. Each moment with her would lead me to a likely demise. Living life as if it is always dandy and fine offers no remedy for the damage caused deep inside. Void filled with empty promises and broken dreams evokes emotions that make you want to scream. Living day to day afraid to shine the light on the pain and hurt that remains hidden, vexing you with overwhelming emotions, affecting you only to move forward in slow motion. Lying down, motionless, the air is breeze is a breathless steel. One emotion after another faintly flows through my veins, and for all intents and purposes, my life remains the same. Each time I feel anxious or a mix of exhaustion and exhilaration, love becomes a pillar of comfort and shows me how to take ownership of my birthrights to inner peace and accept boys filled with feelings of acceptance in exchange for letting her become the poster child for leading all into a positive direction. And that's my... What was going on over there?
My phone's just going off. Somebody texting me or something. I don't know what's going on. Let me turn my phone off. Hold on. I didn't even realize.
Alrighty. Okay, we're going to keep the show going here. And that piece was entitled Love and Inner Peace. All right, since my co-host wasn't here last week, I have to play my unmastered and mixed track for him since he didn't get a chance to hear it.
Thank you.
You said thank you. Oh, all righty. I'm going to let my co-host hear this. All right, keep in mind that
unwrap me. With the warmth of your deep brown eyes, melt me down until you discover the core inside. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Daily I have lucid thoughts of you, but then I become so consumed with the thoughts of being with you. My thoughts quickly become haunting mirages of you. Secretly loving you is driving me insane. I think I even hallucinate others calling out your name. In the sky view, I think so highly of you. I admire you, and you are a distinct man of humble power. I daydream of you hour after hour. I take a shower. I try to go to sleep to adjust and take you off my mind. But in my dream world, the reels keep turning and everything features you. I have a thing for you, and I don't know what to do. Hesitantly, I try to escape being consumed by you. I try to take in the beauty of the earth, but then I look up, and there I see the flow of your lyrics flowing in the cascades of the skies, and I am caught up in singing the blues. Infused by the chords of your music, I compose my own verses, borrowing lines from beautiful love ballads, creating a tornado of twisted love medleys. I am all over the place. I am constantly pacing the floor back and forth, racking my brain like crazy, because I am so into you. My heart is aching, longing to be with only you. In my theatrical dramatics, I keep asking myself what to do with this love wrapped up in secret bliss. Do I unwrap her and reveal her, or do I give her a kiss, bury her in her mummified clothes, allowing her to be silenced to her grave? It's tearing me apart that you don't know how I feel. I am so scared to reveal this love that I feel. I guess it has to do with the way I was taught that the man should initiate the chase. But my heart is in a race to meet you face to face and match up the seams of our interface. I know you are made for me because each day I pray, I ask God for his guidance to lead me to the man that would be the other half of me, that makes me whole, that would love me unconditionally, protect me bravely, uplift me spiritually, hold me sensitively, and deal with me loyally and honorably. As I thumb through the pages of the dictionary, searching to define and get the authentic picture of such a man, I discovered there displayed was a picture of you. And everything about such a man is defined in you. I haggle with myself not to expose that my strongest desire loves you. The depths of my desire needs you. And the hopes of my desire want you. Caressing and holding me so tight that there is no division or separation possible between us. Not even to pass a sliver of life, I must have you as the love of my life. But I am left torn hoping for you because I'm just too scared to reveal how I feel for you, everything about you. Have me knowing that there is no other man made more for me than you. Each time I hear your beautiful rhyme and the serenade of your soulful tune, I am simply lifted, and my soul is levitated above the clear blue skies, because in the depths of the heavens, this is where God immortalized our eternal union as husband and wife. And I am sure that the one is you. I just got to muster up the nerve to open up my heart to you. I am so into you.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Show with your host, Poetic E and Stevie G. That was I Am So Into You, my dramatic piece. I tried to make it a little dramatic. Stevie G, you all quiet over there.
Man, that was really good. I like that. I was waiting for you talking, but I really did enjoy that. That was good. You shocked me, girl. Shocked me.
Oh, really? All right. Y'all, we're going to keep the show going here with some more music, and then we're going to come back with some poetry. All righty, here. We're going to take it old school. I did get the chance to put up some more old school CBG, but I still got a lot more to go. I'm going to play something that we haven't played before. And we're going to go with this after the love has gone.
Could do. We were young and we knew when our eyes were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.
Something happened along the way. What used to be happy was sad.
good.
Never need love was strong for so long. Never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had. Till sadness was all we shared. This affair would lead our love into
something happened along the way. And yesterday was all we had.
Something happened along the way.
Your host, Poetic E and Stevie G, and we are going to keep the show going here. We got 48 minutes remaining, and we are going to play. I'm sorry, Stevie D, did you say something?
It's a quiet night tonight.
Yeah, it is. You know, but it's just one of those things and one of those days, but that's all right. We got to keep it going. All righty. We have another track from Samara King with A Sister Got Poetry, too. And we're going to play that track for you.
Sister got poetry now. Witnessing way. Down to her fingertips. She relishes, inhales, and cherishes taste, the rhythm, and the blues. Jazz, and rocked by that methodical prose, too. Holding her head up high. No man-made elixir required. Her imagination had manifested into concrete reality, into that cloud nine, the ultimate destination amid the puffy white and indigo sky. Her every desire pushing her high, close, cause sister got poetry.
she progresses within her natural pace, not caring about those who insist upon or about faith. This here be the greatest morsel, flavor, that hickory smoke on the barbecue grill. Sister, gonna keep it real. That inner solistic rise cannot be concealed. She got that Jones in her bones, that sizzle of the hot frying pan. That superwoman to every superman. Damn, sister got poetry now. Ready to take a trip to the next plateau, for surely the soul says so. She's set, the feet are ready, and sister must go. Offering her verses of verbal masturbation, urban sensationalism, soulful progressive inspirationalism, and delivering that exhale to your relaxation. Sister got poetry now. Breaking boundaries of yesterday's cell, releasing, embracing. Thank you. Oh shit. Oh well. She'll dance and strut and do the damn thing. She'll be all that and the chicken wing. Sister got poetry now.
Amara King with the Sister Got Poetry Now to y'all. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 865 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Well, hey, this is Jay Crenn.
Hey, Jay Crenn, how's it going?
Oh, it's just sweet right about now.
I heard you.
No doubt.
What's up? Is Real Flames out? Is that your son?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, all
Real
right.
Flames.
He just hit me up on Facebook, so I know
should
be coming through, right?
No doubt. I'm telling him right now, you better find something to rap. They waiting on it. No doubt.
Okay, what you gonna do for us this evening?
Well, I did. Now, do you remember I did tell you I would have two for you? They're not that long.
Uh-huh.
But if you would allow me to do two for you, I'm assuring you 100% you're going to love them.
Okay. We got time. Go ahead now.
Okay. Now, I got one. It's called Black Man's Prayer. And I also have another one called Legacy. Which one do you think you want to hear?
Okay.
Want to hear Legacy first?
Yeah, whatever one you want to do.
Okay, you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Legacy. I had to become creative back in the day. America didn't love me much. Abject hatred for me and mine taught me not to trust. Took my family from me, left me with nothing, no love to touch. Stripped me of my heritage, my homeland, my history. Brought across that treacherous Atlantic Sea. I had to reinvent me. No matter what the feat, someone my haters might finally see past my dark complexion, past history's inequities, set my people and me free. Still brave enough to crave, we silently labor diligently, bake the pie of prosperity for our dreaming and our longing. Then it will taste its filling sweet, but there's no slice for us, not the quite free. Hope fades much, and many hearts continue to bleed. I am the unloved stepchild, the orphan bastard, unwanted still. Racism is destruction, a sickness with no pill. Born black in America, still paying the bill. Legacy.
And that's that piece? All right. You know how we do it here. We got to clap it up for our brother, y'all. Yes, that was Jay Crean. All right, Jay Crean. That was Black in America?
Yes,
ma'am. What was the title of that piece of music? All right, I got it.
That was Legacy.
All right.
All right, now I have Black Man's Prayer.
All right.
Okay, like the head, here it go. Life ain't always been easy. No crystal chandeliers above my head. Thoughts of suicide, one less mouth to feed. No one saved myself, my bleeding dread. 19 years old, the second eldest of 7. At age 10, I was a father figure. Was it wrong of me to long for peace? Shame and poverty, a gun with no trigger. There were good times when small dreams came true. Laughing away tears of relief and desperation. But all was not well and all was not fair. The 60s and the years of degradation. We are all of God. We are brothers in life. With your heart and your eyes, see me fair. All I ask is that you lend an ear to the words of a black man's prayer. See me as a man, a person, not a thing, not an it, you people, or them. I am not a race of alien face that you happen to tolerate on a whim. I am of bone and flesh, of mind and soul. I, too, that's the womb of my mother. Forsake ye not the word of God, like me, your keeper of thy brother. Black Man's Prayer.
Ooh, I love that. Black Man's Prayer. All right, Jay Crean, put it down, y'all. In the chat room saying fire. Nice piece, Jay Crean. You didn't get a chance to sign into the chat room, huh?
No, not yet.
No, that's all right. But we
it was a really good piece, Crean.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Black Man's Prayer.
All right, so is Real Plan so called in separately, or is he taking the mic next? Or?
Well, hold on. Let me ask him. You want to call in separately?
Okay.
I don't want to talk right now. He says he wants to take it right now.
All right.
How old is he?
Stepping up to the mic. Hello?
No. It's Real Flame.
Real Flame?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm feeling very lyrical right now.
All right. You feeling lyrical. Okay. We want to hear some lyrics tonight.
Y'all ready?
How you going to put it down for us?
I'm going to just put it down just like raw, but real calm,
all
but
right,
still.
Go with it.
You know, okay. I declare war. Real rappers on the rise to power. Real flames, be the leader I'm recruiting every hour. Revolutionize this game till the world change. Mobilize my weapons, attacking every issue, keeping it real flames. I'm sick of waiting on the world to change. It's time for action. Rappers ain't seeing the influence when they're rapping. People is listening. You say it, they gon' imitate it. Them not knowing you would affect it. They just praise it like the Holy Bible. And these girls is getting slutty by the day. So much is at stake, but I'm patient within fake. Mistakes I'm gon' make, lessons I'm gon' learn on the road to success. Satan pointed out the wrong turn. I told him, nice try. Keep up the bad work. Foot to the gas, accelerate. Didn't hesitate. Fearless. I ain't scared to look death in the face. So much more than whom I ever was yesterday. Let us pray. And that's all y'all get for now.
All right. Yes, we so enjoy that. You posted that on Facebook, didn't you?
Nah, I kept that. I just kept that under wraps for now. It's called I Declare War. I recorded that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I might put it out on Facebook tonight if y'all already like it. I think I should.
Yes.
Yeah, do it, man.
We're loving that. Make sure you frequently grace the show. We so appreciate you. And thank you so much, Jay Crean and Real Flames, for coming on through. We enjoy both of you. All right.
Yeah, we enjoy y'all, too.
All right. Keep it. Make sure you keep coming Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, y'all. Let's keep the show going. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 336 area code, you are on the air with Poetic and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
You got a poetic state of mind. What's going on, people?
What's up, Poetic?
Yes. Hey, Poetic state of mind. I knew that was you.
You know, I had to call and just get, you know, I had to be in a place with such greatness on that show right there. That's my word.
All right. We certainly appreciate you.
So, I thought I'd come by and share one of my little pieces that I just recently been working on. I've spit it a couple of times on a couple other shows. And, you know, with y'all's blessings, I'll spit it on your show.
All right. That's all right. You know we love you every time you come through.
That's what's up. I appreciate the love, too. That's why I come through. I show love all the time. So,
all right.
This one's called My Life.
My Life, okay.
Yeah, my Life, as My Life. Go ahead.
As I sit and think, my pen and pad become one with my mind. I began to write my thoughts, and before long, I have written a mini dialogue of my life. A life filled with frustration and hate. A life filled with constant debate. A life filled with joy and laughter. A life filled with a little before and a little after. A life filled with disappointments and strife. You want to know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about my life. A life filled with cheer and happiness. A life which is mine. Sometimes I feel blessed. A life filled with depression and sorrow. Sometimes my life feels there's hopeless tomorrows. A life filled with lust and worldly pleasures. A life sometimes filled with worldly treasures. A life filled with animosity and confusion. Sometimes my life is bothered with major intrusions. A life filled with anger. A life filled with shame. Sometimes my life is filled with nothing but blame. A life filled with love. A life filled with passion. I sometimes live my life filled with danger and action. But no matter how I live my life, I must take whatever comes, because with this life I have, I only get this one. So I'm going to take this life and live it to the best I can. I'm going to take this life that I have and make it so I can become a better man. I'm going to take what life has to offer me and be all that I could be. I'm going to live my L-I-F-E life. And that's that piece.
All right, man.
Yeah, Poetic state of mind. You know what? I love that. I love that piece. Anytime you're talking about becoming a better man, love it.
Well, you know what we got to do? I'm a firm believer that anything that we do should be a stepping stone to make us be better people altogether. And if what we're doing in life is not a stepping stone to make us become better, then what are we doing? We're wasting time, or we're going backwards. You know, so my motto is to always go forward. Always go forward. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, indeed, baby. We gotta clap you up for that one. Yes. 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 Yes.
And as always, I appreciate the love. That's the reason why, you know, your show is one of my favorite shows to come through, because everybody that's on this show, first of all, you know, they show love and respect to everybody. And y'all too, you know, Stevie G, y'all do it up, man. Y'all show love to everybody. And, you know, the bottom line is you just got a positive show. And I like being around positive people. That's what's up. Much love, y'all.
Thank you so much, that is what's up. Thank you so much. We appreciate you so much.
Well,
always come to you. Always welcome. And yeah, let's tell them why Poetic State of Mind is going on to be on what show this Saturday at 8 p.m.?
I'm going to be on the Seriously Sensual show, poetry show. They also have a show right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to be the featured artist or featured guest on their show, which, like I said, will be this Saturday at 8 o'clock.
All right.
So
if
nobody's doing anything, come through and check me out. You'll probably hear that piece right there. I got a couple pieces I'm going to read. I'm going to read the piece that inspired me to write poetry, and that's the dedication piece to my mother that I read at home going service. So that's where I got into poetry, and that's probably what I opened up that show with.
All right. We're so looking forward to that. All righty. Thank you so much, brother. And we're going to just keep the show going here. And thank you for hanging out with us again, Poet State of Mind with my life.
Thank you for allowing me to come through and bless the mic.
All right. You too. All right. We're going to keep the show going here. And co-host, CVG?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can I hear you? Can you scream?
I'm
you,
quiet
you
tonight. I'm going to read a piece for you. I'm going to read a piece for you. This is not like my normal writing, but it's me. And the title of
this
piece.
That's all right.
Huh?
I said, that's all right. Come on with it, CBD.
The title of this piece is called My Name is Motherfucker. I've been recently labeled as a potty mouth. Maybe that's the way I let my stress out. Anyway, y'all ain't got virgin ears. I've been cursing like a motherfucker for years. How the hell y'all gonna single me out with all the shit that comes out your mouth? It's my way of getting my point across. And if you don't like it, step the hell off. I don't believe I asked for your depiction of me, but I bet when I speak, your ass understands me. Don't go around acting like you're all good. I don't know a motherfucking angel up in the hood. I curse a lot, so the hell what? If you can't handle it, keep your damn ears shut. If I happen to converse with you, expect a fucking curse or two or three or four or even five. No worries, your ass will survive. So I'm going to leave your ass with one last wish, that I remain a motherfucker for life, bitch. And that's my piece.
All right, y'all. That sounds like a monologue from a movie now.
That's one of them angry.
Oh, I'm so enjoying this interview. You put it down for real. Did you get it all off your chest?
I got some more. I got some more.
Oh, have mercy. All right, y'all, we're going to keep the show going. Boy, CBG woke up. He broke the silence. He broke the sound barrier. All right, we're going to keep the show going. And, wow, you surprised me with that one, CBG.
All right.
But it was all good. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and CVG. Who we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, it's Strong Island 631. How is everybody?
Hey, Strong Island.
I'm good, Stevie. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, he put it down, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Tonight I'm doing I call because he can.
Because he can? All right.
Because he can. And it goes like this. There's a little story to it. And it starts out like this. Hey, girl, come on over here. I got a fellow that wants to meet you. He likes them tall, big breasts, big hips, ready to ride his dick. You knock on the door while I'm up the hall. Dude runs down with his G-string on while licking his lips because he can sense your essence. I quickly invite you in so we can begin. He leads you to the room where I lie, spread eagle, motioning for you to undress while he starts to suck my breast. I manipulate his sex. You know, you now look confused, asking why are you here if we are already beginning. He gets up and takes your hand to lead you to his promised land. He drops his string, releasing his big 10-inch cock. Your heart almost stopped. I giggle with a sight because I know it's going down. To be a very long night, he takes you and lay you down. Now kissing, licking your neck, he places his hands between your legs to enter the place he knows he will land. Many loads, he enters gently. With his 10 inches, you scream just for a minute, recovering real quickly to say, oh, shit, this is some good dick. This too, will continue with you, too, and that is my piece.
So, Garland!
Girl!
Yes! So, Garland, wait a minute. Girl, you got me over here looking for the clap feature. All right, so Alice, we so appreciate you always coming through.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
If it's time, I'll do another piece.
All right, we're going to take the next caller.
menace in the bed. And I know you're ready to give me that good head.
So tonight, baby, I don't want to make love, but my dick you can suck. All I want to do tonight, baby, is fuck. And that's that piece.
Pleasure is just exploding.
All right.
And the piece goes like this. The way our bodies flow in rhythm, sending all types of shivers up my back and down my legs, especially making my clit tingle, because, you know, I like to mingle with the good old penis that is exploring my opening, that is between these succulent thighs. Pull the legs back. Down there is not too much friction on these lips. Mashing, smashing, tearing up this pussy. Crying for you to keep going. Pleasure is just exploding. Squirting juices on silk sheets. Now this time we shall meet someplace else besides this house. Crowded rooms, no place to resume. This lusting, loving, fucking off my punani, which it is called, whenever anyone is near. We get quiet because you are just my friend. Ride or die, just give up trying. And that is my piece.
Damn, girl.
Oh, I want...
Oh,
girl.
I got a question for you. Can I ask you a question?
Sure, I want to go ahead.
We're going to interview Strong Island tonight. All right?
Oh.
Mind if I interview you with one question?
Go right ahead.
Have you ever had sex?
My children answer that question.
Let me show you. Strong. So, please, plead the fifth.
Hey, I got children. I can't plead the fifth.
All right, CBG. How are you going to put her on blast on air?
Hey, listen, I don't do no erotic, man. I never have. I never even tried it. But they making me want to sit down and just think of some shit.
I got some, but I ain't saying it on the air. No.
Don't be scared.
You know what? I supposed to give Strong Island some love here, so let me give her this love. You know, Strong Island. Woo! did her thing, y'all. Stevie G, how we going to make it through the rest of the night? All right. Are you there, Stevie G?
Yeah, I'm here. Just saying hello in the chat room. I'm not multitask.
Oh, okay, you're not multitask.
And talking tight.
All right, everybody's just been breaking it tonight. Yes. Woo. All right, we're going to come with another spoken word track. Oh, woo. They shook me up tonight. Stevie G, I see you over there quiet too. we got to come back with a spoken word track by Kyrie with Bombshell. This one's a lively one. Wake us up with a little bit.
Yeah. Oye, ¿qué quieres, bombón?
She's a bombshell, the new millennium Marilyn Monroe. A stunning seductress, so curvy and voluptuous, but she's not your stereotypical busty bimbo. See, a bombshell is not only a sex symbol, she's also beautiful and brilliant. And nothing is capable of breaking a bombshell spirit because she's resilient. Plus, she's blessed with curves and a shape that can make men salivate. And she can shake a rump shaker like Josephine Baker. She exudes sex appeal like Dorothy Dandridge and Mae West. Loves a body so she doesn't need to get fake breasts. And she told me thick women like her can not only turn men's heads and break necks, a bombshell can also break a man's wallet and take home his paycheck. Ow! Mommy could have been from Puerto Rico, Brazil, New York, or Miami. I approached Mama Cita and went over to greet her. She recognized me and said, Cardi, Poppy, you're my favorite poet, you're the real Don Dada. I looked at the Spanish-speaking bombshell and simply replied, De nada. She wore a red dress, three in stilettos. Mommy was on fire, and watching her dance was making my pupils perspire. And I was spellbound while watching the way her round hips sway. The DJ started to play the salsa sounds of the great Tito Puente. And mommy was so sexy, she made me wish that I could holler at her in Spanish fluently. Ow! Never underestimate the power of a brilliant-minded, super-thick bombshell. She's a buxom beauty queen who was born for the big screen. Put her in a magazine and she has the type of natural beauty that doesn't need to be airbrushed. And she doesn't need to wear a lot of makeup, just give her lip gloss and a hairbrush. She's comfortable in her own skin. She's the reason why thick women are always in. Her hips and thighs have the power to leave men hypnotized. And she doesn't need collagen injections because she's blessed with full lips. She wears sexy attire and men admire her full hips.
Got the bombshell. Yeah.
All right, y'all, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and co-host, Stevie G. All right, that was Mr. Kali with Bombshell. And we're going to keep the show going. We got 10 more minutes remaining in the show. But before we continue on, we just like to acknowledge and thank all of the guests for hanging out with us this evening, all of those that came through and did their thing and had to go. We so thank you for gracing the show this evening. To all the people in the chat room, Shanice Marie, Sherry Williams, Soft Kisses, Stevie G, Strong Island Style, and Poetic State of Mind, and all of those that came through, we so love you and appreciate your presence. All righty, Stevie G.
You know, let me tell you something. The Essers is running this chat room tonight. Look at us.
Yeah, all Essers tonight. Everybody in the room, except for
baby,
myself.
It's the S crew. Don't play. Everybody's name start with an S in the chat room. Say hey.
All the S's have it going on in the chat room. All righty. We're going to keep it going here. CBG, you got you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to read a poem called Self-Toast that was in my book. I believe you heard this before. Poetic.
All
right. I bend over backwards to do what's right, and at all times I maintain and keep my game tight. When I say game, I don't mean gaming you. It means just doing me. That's exactly what I do. If I don't do me, who else will? Keep myself groomed, especially my skills. I'd rather work and write than fuss and fight. But if need be, you're going to get argument, all right? I can be your lovable, huggable teddy bear, but if rubbed the wrong way, your worst nightmare. I won't get off into the negative. Too much bullshit pushes me to sedatives. And I don't do drugs. I like it natural. And when I write, I keep it factual. I'm not writing about shit right now but me. But once in a while, Stevie G gotta love Stevie G. I know I get mad love from all my peeps too, but if I didn't love me, would you? I'm keeping it real, not trying to fabricate a story. Actually, bullshit and fake shit bore me. So this poem is to self-roast the host with the most and raise my glass high to toast the CEO, the man y'all know, Stevie G, the most original. And that's my self-toast piece.
Yes. Yes, that was Stevie G.
Well, thank you. All right.
That was Stevie G, y'all. I'm going to make a quick announcement. We got 7 minutes remaining in the show. So quickly, we're going to want everybody to make sure that they come out on April 7th. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which we will be hosting a Hot 100 Poetry Contest. We are giving away a beautiful trophy that's in the shape of, I'm just so excited about this microphone trophy. I can't even lie. This is just a nice, you know, thing to give away to the hot poet. We're going to give that trophy and a small cash prize to the top winner, and we're going to be judging based on reviewing the archives to judge. And also, I just want to make an announcement that MVE Records, the CEO of MVE Records, will be coming on to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And we made contact today, and we're going to get that date down. And anybody that's out there singing or a vocalist that may be interested in a record getting signed by a company, he's going to be talking about all of that for you guys. And I will keep you posted on the actual date. It's going to be in May. So I just wanted everybody to kind of get excited about it, because I am excited, because I think some wonderful things are going to happen for some wonderful people. So just keep those things in mind, and we're going to keep the show going, because we have 6 more minutes remaining in the show. We have enough time to play another track, and then we can, you know, go from there, have a send-off from there. We played enough of one of our favorite poets tonight, so we're just going to keep it going with another one of Samara King's pieces, with Beloved.
We are beloved, kindred, fusion of prose, verse, and lyrics. We are the reality that others dare to wrap their minds around. We are a process unrestrained by rhythm, melody, or rhyme. Underline. Underscore, there will be no more and no less. Dare I confess, we are beloved, kindred, a motley, a mixture, carefully crafted, something that was never. So take these words and listen to them. We are what you dare not. High priestess, chief, intertwined, divine, of one mind and one accord. We be the consequence of the highest. Love, shaking the heavens above, we pulsate, resonate, creating a new force. This magnetism isn't something you can support. He be my beloved, I can. I be his. Ah, beloved kindred.
All right, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and your co-host, Stevie G. That was Miss Samara King with Beloved, one of her newest tracks that she sent to the show. She was also a guest on the show this past Tuesday, and we certainly enjoyed interviewing her. I just want to take, we have two more minutes remaining in the show, just take this moment to, again, thank all of those who tuned in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. All those had an opportunity to sign into the chat room. Thank you so much for letting us see your presence here. All of those that couldn't sign in, but they called in, we so appreciate you every time you grace the mic and show us love here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. CBG, you have anything you want to say before we call it a night?
No, I'm just grateful to be on, participate, listening, and enjoying myself. Thanks for coming out, guys. As usual, I have a great time every time.
Well, CBG, you put it down tonight, brother. You did just, you surprised us. All right, and so did everyone else. We so enjoyed you. Again, thank you all. It has been a wonderful night, and we will see you in the same place at the same time next week, which will be our Hot 100. And that's going to be a long night, but it's very eventful. So we hope to hear you there. God bless you, and good night, all.
Good night. Good night. Good night. S-Crew.